This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. More than 160 employees who work on environmental justice or held positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion at the Environmental Protection Agency have been placed on administrative leave. This includes EPA employees from the Chicago office. That office covers much of the Midwest and the Great Lakes. Advocacy groups, transgender minors, and their families this week have filed a lawsuit to block recent executive orders on gender and gender-affirming care. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports executive orders issued by President Trump last month told institutions to stop offering gender-affirming care to minors or they could lose federal research grants. One Illinois family involved in the lawsuit claims UI Health canceled a gender-affirming procedure after the executive orders were announced. In a statement, UI Health says it will continue to provide gender-affirming care to transgender patients in accordance with the laws, but it did not elaborate on the type of care it is currently providing or will provide in the future. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul this week vowed to protect gender-affirming care regardless of federal threats to cut funding for hospitals that provide it. Meantime, Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago is pausing gender care surgeries for patients younger than 19. A Lurie spokesperson issued a statement saying other gender care treatments such as hormone therapy will continue. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, along with 12 other attorneys general, have announced plans for another lawsuit against the Trump administration. A coalition of states wants to stop Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing federal payment systems. Those systems contain sensitive medical and financial information about millions of Americans. In a statement from New York, Attorney General Letitia James, signed by Raoul, she says Musk is a unauthorized individual, and this level of access to private information is unlawful. County officials in downstate Springfield, Illinois, have reached a $10 million settlement with the family of Sonia Massey. 36-year-old Massey was fatally shot in her home by former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson last summer. She was unarmed. In a memo obtained by WBEZ, County Chair Andy Van Meter says the county is focused on improving its policies when it comes to policing. The county board will vote to approve the settlement at its meeting next week. Jurors continue deliberating the fate of ex-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Jurors today sent a note to the judge asking for guidance in dealing with a technical issue related to some of the charges in Madigan's bribery, racketeering, conspiracy trial. The jury has been deliberating for more than a week. Illinois policymakers, researchers, and advocates came together this week to hear from formerly incarcerated students about how prison education has transformed their lives. My colleague Lisa Kurian-Phillip heard from Jose Verduri, who became the first in his family to go to college even before he was released 4 months ago.
When I was told you have an opportunity to attend a university while I'm sitting in prison, to me that was a big form of acknowledging my humanity.
Verduri says it's not just about getting a degree.
It changes the way they look at themselves. It changes the decisions that they make. And these are the same people who are going to come back into these communities.
Verduri called on lawmakers to expand access to higher education in Illinois' prisons. And President Trump is reportedly considering giving Rod Blagojevich a new job. Sources tell Politico that Trump may appoint the disgraced former Illinois governor to be ambassador to Serbia. Blagojevich's father is from Serbia. Weather, partly sunny and a high near 30 today, and then cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s. Saturday, some freezing rain and snow and a high in the low 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.